or something. How's everybody doing today? Amen. Very good. Very good. Do we have any visitors here tonight? Visitors? Your visitors? Hands up high. God bless you. God bless you. I'm Miles and the pastor. Welcome to The Rock. I want to say hello to everybody watching online as well. I know a lot of y'all have been fasting since last Sunday or Monday. Amen. Amen. And we've had a lot of questions about the fast, and some people are following the fruits and vegetables for a week, and now they're going to go into juice for a week. Some people just went straight cold turkey and said, I'm just going to drink water for 40 days or whatever, or drink juice for 40 days. And I just want to encourage you, the main thing about the fast is that you do what God leads you to do, but you want to at least experience giving something up so you can experience God. And, you know, people are like, can I put salt and can I, you know, have a Frappuccino once a week or whatever? Don't trip on all of that. You know, sometimes you go to In-N-Out and people stand there praying about, do I get a double-double? Do I get fried onions, animal style? It's like, just get something. Get out the line so someone else can order. Just get something. You're going to die anyway, so just be happy and just die having something. But the main point is don't let that distract you. Oh, I messed up and I ate a piece of bread and I forgot and, you know, just chill. This week, if you can, go into your fluids of juice and water, whatever, and what's going to happen is you're going to get a little weak. You're going to have less energy. Yesterday, my son and I were doing this work in the garage, lifting stuff, and I was like, oh, man, I was like a little weak and woozy. Just chill. Chill. So this week, when, you know, a lot of stuff's going to happen and you feel like you can't handle it, that's okay. Just someone wants you to do something, just be like, bruh, man, on the fifth floor in Martin. How many of y'all remember Martin? You remember bruh, man? Just say, just chilling. And relax. Don't get all stressed out. What you want to do this week is focus on Jesus. Try to spend some extra time with God and relax. That's it. Okay? Good. Very good. Let's see your Bibles tonight. Let's see your Bibles, bro, man. One more time, say word. Let's see your pens. Lesson plan. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8. You guys don't know who bro, man is, huh? How many of y'all don't know who bro, man is on Martin Lawrence's show? Okay, that was a long time ago. He was just a brother, lived on the fifth floor, and he was always saying, what are you doing, brother, man? He said, just chilling, trying to get me a sandwich. Okay, I guess that doesn't connect. That's okay. Lord, thank you so much for it, brother, man. I enjoyed him. Thank you so much for being good to us, and I pray you bless us today, and I pray that you would teach us how to pray. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was 19 years old, I was in college playing football, and I told my coach, all my coaches knew I wanted to go to NFL, and it was somewhat of a pipe dream from my school. No one had ever been to the NFL. We were Division III. School, small school in Connecticut. And my coach had a contact to the New York Giant training camp, and we were going to go meet an NFL player named Terry Jackson. He was a starting cornerback. And so he said, you know, I'm going to get you to meet him. You guys sit, go hang out together a little bit. And I was nervous about how I was going to talk to him. You know, he's an NFL player. I've seen him on TV, blah, blah, blah. And come to find out, he was a regular guy. We sat in his dorm room at the college where they were practicing and just hung out a little bit. And he was pretty regular, and I just had to be myself, and everything was fine. When we talk about praying to God is just like talking to somebody. You can't and should never try to be anybody but who you are anyway. And so today we're going to talk about how to pray and hopefully teach you how to pray, especially if you don't know how. And it's very, very simple, more simple than people make it out to be, especially when people ask you to pray out loud in public. Sometimes you can get, oh, I don't want to say it, but it's really not that complicated. And so we're going to talk about that today, especially since we're in this series called this series of prayer and fasting. It's very important that you know how to pray. So hopefully what I share with you today is something you can use all week. Let me say this. This is not the way to pray. It's just a guide for you. You're not going to use this whole structure that I'm going to tell you every time. But I think you'll see once we get through it that it's very simple and you'll know how to use it because it's not complicated. So we're going to start with the word awsipa. Everyone say awsipa. It's not a word you'll find in a dictionary. It's actually an acronym. Say awsipa. Let me spell it for you. Say A. Say W. That's the aw part. Say A. Say W. Say aw. And then sipa. Say sipa. Spell it for me. C. C. Very good. Very good. Just, you know, what am I trying to say? The phonics? Get hooked on phonics. Okay, very good. So all sipa. Say A. Say W. C. P. A. Okay, very good. The A is admire. And you know it's right down admire. The A is admire. And what we're going to do is we are going to actually pray today. And what we're going to do is focus on one letter or word or topic at a time. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to always tell God how thankful we are of him. And we're always going to spend time in prayer in your beginning of your prayers to acknowledge God's holiness, his perfection, his almightiness, his marvelousness. Okay, so whenever you pray, and this probably is a good rule to use every time you pray, is to always acknowledge God first. And you always want to thank God first. Okay? And so let's look at Psalm chapter 8, verse 9. It says very simply, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Chapter 9, verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will tell of your marvelous works. Everyone said, like you're in Harv, it's a marvelous, marvelous. So the first thing you want to do is, remember Jesus said, here's how you pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. First thing is, we want to say, God, holy is your name. Holy is never our name. It's always God. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to tell God how marvelous he is. Now, what does that mean? You can thank him for what he's done for you. You can thank him for his faithfulness. You can thank him for your family, your wife, your health, your job, your sickness, what you're learning in your sickness, for the lessons he's teaching you. You can thank him for his word. You can thank him for all bunch of stuff. Theoretically, you should have hours of things to thank him for. Can I get amen? And so you can spend 10 minutes just thanking God. That's 10 minutes of prayer. Don't ask for anything. Don't confess any sin. Don't pray for anybody else. We're going to get to all that later. But all we're going to do is thank God and keep focused. Now, a lot of times when people pray, they do this. Dear God, thank you for this day, and you're so good to me. And, oh, man, I messed up yesterday, and I know it. God, can you get me another job? You know, I'm just struggling with my money. And, oh, yeah, you know, that girl, I would like to go out with that girl. And, Lord, thank you for my money. We're all over the place. Now, God can follow you because he's God. But we can't follow us. In other words, you pray all over the map. Are you really keeping track of what you're asking and saying so that you can track it later to see if he answers your prayer? Are you writing down what he says? Because what God has to say to you is way more important than what you have to say to him. Why? Because what you have to say to him, one, he already knows. And number two, what he has to say to you is fact. It's stuff you haven't heard. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will tell you great mighty things you don't know. What God's going to say to you, you don't know, but he knows everything you're going to say to him. And so you want to be careful not to spend all your time talking and hearing yourself and then saying that's it. Because a lot of times we'll pray and pray and we'll say all this stuff and God's like trying to get a word in. And you're like, amen. And he's like, okay, well, I'll talk next time. So you want to remember it's communication with God, not communication to God. It's back and forth. It's conversation. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend 1 minute or so thanking God. You don't have to thank him out loud. You can if you want. You can thank him with the person you're with. If you're with your main squeeze, you guys can thank God together. Or you can just thank him by yourself. Okay? Are you with your main squeeze? You never heard that term, huh? Yeah, put that in your brain. That's a good one. I went to a Sade concert the other day, and I was, Sade's the bomb. Can I get amen? How many of y'all do not know who Sade is?
Girl.
I don't even know how to explain it. She's my, so we grew up on Sade, but Sade is just magic. She's magic. She just sings love songs, sexy music, blah, blah, hey, like that. So, I just really love her music. So I tweeted out that I was at Sade concert, sent a picture of me and my wife with the Sade on the screen behind us and all stuff. So someone tweeted back or put on my Facebook that secular music, the pastor can't stay focused. Okay? It's okay. So I didn't tweet back or nothing. So it's secular music, so the pastor can't stay focused, so I'm not really worship music. First, let's say a couple things about that. Number one, there's no such thing as secular music, because it's really secular lyrics. I don't want to be technical. But the two is that I was extremely focused on my woman. So, yeah, again, you can sing about things that are other than the Bible that are really good. Now, you can sing about things other than the Bible that are really bad. But just because it's not praise music doesn't mean it's bad, okay? So I say that to say, though, the reason I brought that up is because it's focus. When we pray right now, we're going to focus on just telling God how good he is. That's it. We're not going to ask for anything. We're not going to complain about anything. We're just going to tell God how good he is. 1 minute, take a deep breath in. Close your eyes, bow your head, drop your shoulders, relax, and 1 minute, tell God only the good things about him. Lord, we thank you that you alone are God. We thank you that you alone are the giver of all good gifts. You alone hear our prayers and respond to our prayers. Thank you for being consistent, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name, you are marvelous. Amen. Everyone say Osipa. Say A. Say W. Say C. I. P-A. Okay, y'all can spell without me. Let's see how y'all just jumping ahead. That's okay. Go ahead. Spell it.
A-W-C-I-P-A.
Okay, smarty pants. What does A stand for?
Admire.
Say it again.
Admire.
And W stands for what?
Wait.
Y'all know it. Say wait.
Wait.
Say wait.
Wait.
Everyone take a deep breath in. Say wait.
Wait.
Very good. Turn to Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. This probably is the hardest aspect of prayer, is sitting quietly, trying to clear your mind, and letting God speak to you without your brain taking you someplace. Wait, being still, quiet. And by the way, this is probably the most therapeutic, to try to shut your brain down and just chill. Okay, because we go. Everything's got a TV, text, email, all at the same time, cell phone, and your brain's going, and you do that all day long, then you go to bed, and your brain's going, and you're trying to go to sleep. Instead of having a discipline where there are times you could just, let's read Psalm 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. be still and know that I'm God. So what we're going to do is, in a minute, we're going to sit still. We're going to try to quiet our mind. We're not going to be able to do too much of it in 1 minute, but we're still going to try it. And we're just going to try to relax our bodies, our minds, our hearts, and we're just going to try to listen to God. Now, I want you to imagine you're sitting next to a stream going by, a river, something really quiet, a little brook, and you're in the woods, and there's birds chirping, cheep, 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 chirp, chirp, chirp. There's chipmunks chipping, chip, chip, chip. There's snakes snaking, the wind's blowing, there's no cars, just quiet, peace. And there's stuff going on the river by you, sticks, leaves, you know, little whatever floating on the water. It's all natural, no trash, just natural stuff. You're sitting there and you're watching stuff go by, and all those things going by are the thoughts in your mind that are coming in and out of your mind. Your problems, your cares, your worries. And what you want to do is nothing. Don't grab the stick. Don't grab the leaf. Just let it float on by. Because certainly there will be more problems that are coming down the stream later. Plenty of problems. So when you have stuff come in your mind, you want to think, oh, my car, just let it float. Oh, my boyfriend, let it float. Don't start talking to it. Just let it go. And what I do is I just kept saying in my head, God, I love you. God, I love you. And just let everything get out of your head. So take a deep breath in. 1 minute. Relax, drop your head, close your eyes, your shoulders, and 1 minute, wait. Lord, we so many times get ahead of you because we're going so fast. I pray we would learn to wait and be still and acknowledge that you have everything under control. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we go to the next letter, if you got a lot of drama in your life and you feel like you have to fix stuff, relax. Let God do it. Just let God get ahead of you and let God do it. Okay? Everyone say, Arsipa. Spell it.
A-W-C-I-P-A.
Perfecto. Everyone say, C.
C.
Confess. Say, confess.
Confess.
Turn to the fifth book from the end of the Bible, 1 John 1:9, all the way at the back of the Bible, the fifth book from the end. It's a very small book, so you're going to have to look for it carefully. Before Revelation is Jude, before that is 3 John, 2 John, 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We are going to confess sin. Now, you may be thinking, well, when do I get to ask for stuff for me? We're going to get to you last. Look what it says. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let me read again, 1 John 1:8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. How many of you have had habitual sins that you used to have that you do not have anymore? Okay? There's things you used to do that God cleansed out of your life. Why can't he keep doing that? He can. He can. So not only do you want to ask God to forgive you, you want to ask God to cleanse you of that habit, of that desire. I used to use cocaine. I don't anymore. I used to smoke weed. I don't anymore. It's just not even part of my life. And there's a bunch of other stuff like that too. Same thing with you. There's things you used to do, you don't do. And so you want to, when you confess your sin, God is faithful just to forgive you. If you confess, which means agree you have it and you're wrong, and cleanse you. It may take time, but he wants to cleanse you of that. Okay, now, when we spend time confessing our sin, you want to be careful not just to say, God, I'm a sinner. He already knows that. Actually, he knows everything. He wants you to be honest with your sin. Dear Lord, I was rude to my wife or my main squeeze. And the reason I was rude is because I was selfish, because I wanted my way, and I was impatient. Get it all out. Get it all out. And what's cool about this one is that you could spend any of these letters, you could, like when you drive home today, you could just say, oh, Lord, I'm going to thank you all the way home. And you may find out that you don't really appreciate all that God has done for you because you only spend 5 minutes thanking him, then you don't even know what to thank him for. And he's like, that's all you give me credit for? Or you could spend your whole ride home confessing your sin. Even if you live in L.A., you could spend 2 hours confessing your sin. Can I get amen? And you will feel so good saying it. Lord, I have an addiction. I have an addiction. I had a guy tell me yesterday he can't come to church here because of the women. It's not necessarily the women's fault. It's him. It's what he can't. He said, I can't focus. He said, he's admitted his sin, how his mind is. Just get it out your mouth. Say it, God. Okay, healing. But if you're just holding it in and you're acting like you don't have sin, you're acting like it's not as bad as it really is, you're deceiving yourself. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to say to yourself in your heart, Lord, we're only going to do 1 minute, so just pick one sin and talk as much as you can about it. Why you think you do it, how wicked it is, how much you've hurt people, how you want God to forgive you, cleanse you. Just get it all out. Don't jump around, well, I sinned yesterday and I sinned last week. Get deep in one thing and let God cleanse you. Amen? Okay, let's take a deep breath in. Let's see how honest you can be. Don't deceive yourself. Exhale, drop your head and your shoulders, close your eyes, and let's confess. Lord, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. It self-justifies, rationalizes everything we do. Please forgive us, cleanse us, give us a holy heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone say, Osipa. Oh, by the way, how many of y'all are enjoying these prayer minutes? Are y'all enjoying it? Very good. Everyone say, Osipa. Spell it. A is admire God, W is wait, C is confess, I is intercede. Put your left hand, point up with your left hand, and take your right hand and do this. Okay? So we are interceding on behalf of God's up there, our friends over here, and we are praying on their behalf. We're in the middle. Okay? So now you're going to pray for somebody else. Well, when do I pray for myself? Relax. So intercede. Turn to about 5 or 6 books before where you are to 1 Timothy. 1, 2. You're going to pray for other people. Now, you can pray for one other person. You can pray for a state. You can pray for a country. You can pray for the kids in Somalia who are starving to death. You can pray for the victims of the hurricane in New York. You can have an international ministry by interceding for other people. And praying for someone halfway around the world is just as powerful as praying for someone next to you. God is everywhere. It doesn't matter. Just because they're far away doesn't mean you have less leverage. You know, it's not like, you know, sometimes you get a bad connection to the internet because it's far away. Well, not kind of really. A phone connection, it's different with prayer. Everything is immediate because it's God. So when you see someone on TV, someone was showing me pictures yesterday of this little kid in Somalia, and he was sitting in a bucket, and he was just shriveled up, no food. You pray for that kid right now. Boom, he's like right there. Just like someone sitting next to you. So we're going to pray for 1 minute. Look what it says in chapter 2. Verse 1, it says, therefore I exhort, encourage, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Pray for other people. And again, there's tons of verses you can pray for people. There's tons of verses you can pray for yourself. There's tons of verses you can pray for to thank God. And it's very, very powerful when you use the word of God in your prayers, because what you're telling God is, God, I'm holding you to your promise. And God has no problem with that, because he is the integrity. So, Lord, you said this, so I'm praying this. Great thing to do. Okay, you don't just pray off the top of your head. That's good, too. To pray stuff in your head, but use the word of God. So I want to pray for other people. So I want you to think of somebody that you want to pray for. Again, you're not asking for anything. You're not confessing your sin. You're not thanking God. You're saying, Lord, I want to lift this person and bring this person to the throne room of God. I'm interceding on their behalf. There's somebody you know who's getting ready to go to hell. Pray for their soul. Pray for their soul. Okay? Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes, bow your head. Lord, I pray for everybody listening right now. I pray you give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, that you stir their heart, that they would fall madly in love with Jesus. Amen. Everyone say, oh, simple. Say, A.
A.
Next letter is?
W.
Next letter is?
P.
Next letter is?
I.
Next letter is?
P.
Say, petition. Turn to about the 10th book of the Bible, 1 Chronicles, all the way in the beginning, Old Testament, 1 Chronicles. And this is where you get to ask and pray for yourself. This is where you get to pray for yourself. Petition. P-E-tition. Now, you might be saying, why do we pray for ourselves last? One, you want to always align your heart with God. So you want to make sure God is first and he is high and lifted up above you. You want to make sure that you understand you are a sinner. You want to understand that there are other people with needs worse than you. You want to esteem other people better than yourself and other interests of others better than yourself. And once you do all that, you'll realize, you know what? My needs aren't really what I thought they were. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4 that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And what that means, if you delight yourself in God and you say, Lord, I want to live for you, I want to worship you, and I want to obey you, God will instill his desires in your heart. It does not mean that God's just going to give you what's in your heart, because our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked and selfish. But it means if you walk with God, he's going to change the desires of your heart, and he's going to align the desires of your heart with his plan for your life and what he created you for. Matter of fact, when you pray in Jesus' name, what you're saying is, Lord, I'm asking for all this stuff in Jesus' name, which means I'm asking for all this stuff as long as it is according to your will for my life. That's what it means. So if you say, dear Lord, I want a smoking hot babe, in Jesus' name I pray, what that means is, Lord, I want a smoking hot babe as long as you want me to have a smoking hot babe. But in light of the fact that I'm not a smoking hot dude, maybe I don't deserve a smoking hot babe. So I'll take whatever I can get. You know what I'm saying, God? So that's what that means, okay? So when you pray in Jesus' name, what you say is, Lord, I want this, I want this, I want this. But you know what, though? If you don't want me to have any of that, I'll take whatever you want. Because I only want what you want for me. How many of you ever had a date and you wish you didn't have the date? But you thought you wanted it. Okay, you got all your smell good on and all your fresh, and it was a waste of time. Okay, you only want what God wants for you. Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It says, First Chronicles 4:10, Jabez called on the God of Israel and said, oh that you would bless me. Everyone say, bless me. Bless. Say, bless me. The Bible says that God has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. And what you want is you want God to give you all the blessings that are assigned to you. You don't want someone else's blessings. You don't want that person's blessings. You want God's blessings. Look what it says. I want you to bless me, God. And by the way, if you properly lifted God up in your admirer, in your A, and you said, Lord, you are holy. If you properly did that, if you really sincerely confessed your sin and acknowledged that you're a dirtbag, amen? If you really, really do that and you really, really pray for other people sincerely, when you get to this part, you're going to probably say, Lord, I'm good. I'm good. You've already blessed me. I don't need a whole lot. I don't really need a Hummer. Okay, so you got to put it in perspective. Okay, so look what it says. The Jabez called him along and said, oh, that you would bless me and indeed and enlarge my territory. Give me more responsibility in your kingdom. And then it says that your hand would be with me, that I may not cause, that you would keep me from evil, and that I may not cause pain. Lord, bless me, but I don't want it to be at the expense of anybody else. In other words, don't give me so much I get prideful and arrogant and offensive to people. I want all the responsibility. You can give me all the blessings. You can give me as long as I can stay a godly man, a godly woman. That's what you want. Amen? So when you ask for whatever you ask for, you got to keep it in context that God is up there, you're a sinner, other people have greater needs than you. Okay, Lord, and now God's saying, now what do you want? Okay? What do you want? Solomon, the richest man ever to live, the most wise man ever to live, he had 1,000 women, 700 wives, 300 mistresses, and God says, Solomon, this before he had all that stuff, God says, Solomon, I'll give you anything you want, what do you want? And you know what he says? I want wisdom. God said, smart choice. You can pray for stuff, or you can pray for wisdom. You can pray for holiness and godliness, and God will take care of the rest. Take a deep breath in. 1 minute, you're going to pray for yourself. Exhale, bow your head, close your eyes, drop your shoulders. Lord, I pray that bless us with your presence. I pray you bless us with a holy heart, a pure mind, hands that obey, eyes that look at what you want us to look at. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, oh, sipper. Spell it for me out loud. Say, take a deep breath in. Say the first letter.
A.
Take a deep breath in. Say the second letter. Take a deep breath in, say the third letter.
C.
Say, take a deep breath in, say the second letter. Ah! Okay, spell the whole thing. Say A.
A.
Say W.
W.
Say C.
C.
Say I.
I.
Say P.
P.
Say A.
A.
What do the two A's stand for? That's right. You start by telling God how good he is, and you end by telling God how good he is. Now, before we do the last day, let me say this. You don't have to pray this structure, and every time you pray, you don't have to use the structure. But if you prayed it, if you had a prayer time, and you spent 5 minutes on each letter, you would pray 30 minutes with focus. And if you had a pen and paper, and you wrote the verses, and you prayed the verses, and recited the verses, and you wrote down what God said to you, you would have a powerful time. Now, you may have a powerful prayer time anyway, but I hope it was helpful to you when you're driving. But you don't always have to pray the whole thing. If someone says, hey, can you pray for me right now? You know what you do? You put your hand on the shoulder, and you're going to intercede, right? That's all intercede, so you're going to pray for them. And you say, what can I pray for you for? Well, I need a job. Okay, great, let's pray. And the first thing you do is you thank God. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to pray for Matilda. Matilda needs a new job. So, Lord, we thank you that you're going to give her all good gifts, and we pray you give her a job. In Jesus' name, amen. Boom, it's simple. You thank God, and you intercede. If you mess up tomorrow, you say something you shouldn't say, look at something you shouldn't look at, boom, boom. Dear Lord, thank you that you are forgiven, God. Please forgive me for bop, 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 bop. Bam. It's easy. Do it all the time. All the time. And when you're reading the Bible, pray the scriptures. Lord, you're saying this. You're speaking right now. I claim this in Jesus' name. And then you read the verse for yourself. Create in me a clean heart. And the more you do that, especially this week as you're going to be fasting and you're going to be trying to spend some time with God, you want to spend time with God, not just sitting there saying, I'm not eating, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. Because some of y'all go, oh, 10 more days, 10 more days. You don't want to be. It's like, no. Because when you eat again, you're going to be discouraged. Because slowly but surely, you're going to get close to God. And then when you eat, you're going to break it. And you're going to feel a distance. So that's another thing. You want to spend time with God in the Word praying. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing a song. And the song is going to be our commitment to God, that we're not going back to who we were, that we're moving forward, and that who God wants us to be and who God is nurturing us to be and who the Holy Spirit's shaping us to be, we want to move forward in our commitment to God. We want to move forward in our submission to God. Amen?
Amen?
So let's all pray right now. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you love us, and we thank you that you want good things for us. That you want to bless us. And we pray that we can be submitted to your will for our life. And that we would take you by the hand and let you lead us forward, not backward. In Jesus' name. Next week, we're going to be talking about how God wants to answer your prayer and how you get your prayers answered. So let's sing this song and then we'll dismiss you after the song.
Not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over.